Okay, so I'm joined on the phone now by Matt Riles of the Bridge Church in Selbridge. Matt, you are going to talk about us with your experience of Samantha Cooks. And we know Samantha is a serial fraudster who claimed she was terminally ill and that was to receive more than €60,000 in welfare payments. And she has been the subject of a two-part documentary on RTE. So she has posed as an au pair in Kildare, and she also accused a Selbridge family of owing her thousands of euros in unpaid wages. Matt, can you tell me a little bit about your experience with Samantha, or as we know in Kildare, she used the name Sadie Harris?
Yeah, so Sadie Harris, or Samantha Cooks as she's actually called, came to our church toward the end of 2023, and she kind of just, I didn't really trust her story from the start. So I'm originally from the States, and she, her story to us was that she had just landed here from LA, that she'd been out there for a decade as an au pair or a nanny. And so there, she just would say a few just weird things that weren't, it was almost like movie sounding phrases, but not actual American phrases, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So straight away, I was a bit skeptical of kind of her behavior and what she would say. And then we do a thing every so often called a Connect Lunch. And if you're new to the church, we invite you to this lunch and you can ask questions about the church. And she had this big A4, like a legal notepad full of questions, allegedly from her church back in America.
Okay.
And she asked me all these random questions that were just really bizarre about, like almost questioning my integrity and my ability to be a husband. It was really, really weird.
Like what? Can you elaborate a little?
Yeah, so I had made a joke. I had made a joke, maybe a sermon or two, the week or two before, and said, I said the wrong date of my wedding anniversary. And I just joked and said, oh, don't tell my wife. And so she brought that up in this meeting and said, oh, my church back home are worried that you're not fit to be a husband.
Wow.
Because you said that. I had made a joke as well. I had said a sermon or two before, I was talking about, like, that we should welcome people and have people, you know, come along wherever they are on their journey. And I said, we're not Donald Trump. We're not building walls. And it was just an off the cuff, like, comment. It wasn't, I didn't even have it in my notes, but she brought that up and said that they weren't happy that you were bashing, you know, the former president of the U.S. or, like, it was just really, really weird comments that she made. But what I already had kind of felt from her, and then that conversation as well, just it kind of all led to me and my wife, who would have conversations at home, like, something is definitely, we're missing something in this story here.
And you being from the States, she's from the UK. Was she using an American accent?
No, so she had her nice little cute Mary Poppins English accent. That it's definitely a put-on accent, but she had that accent. So it was just that she would say, like, one thing that she would say was, that's so L.A. Mm. And, like, you wouldn't really say, like, people in L.A. don't walk around saying that's so L.A. It was just really, it was just little things like that. Some of them I can't even remember what she had said, but it was just when she would say it, I would just get this, like, something is weird about that. It just didn't feel genuine or...
Yeah.
And what would actually be said.
Yeah, and look, we know she did infiltrate a family in Selbridge, and she did go on to accuse them of owing her thousands of euros in unpaid wages. I know she did try and win over the trust of a number of women at the church.
Yeah, so she definitely, you know, would try to get in, and she built some relationships, and I think, you know, in terms of that, she did leave some damage behind as far as people had trusted her and thought they had made a friend and then realized that she wasn't at all.
How so?
Who or what she said. Well, I mean, she wasn't, she was, you know, not the person she was pretending to be. But she would do, like, there were ones that she was, like, going to the gym with all the time, that she was going over to their home or hanging out with them and their kids when she wasn't in work. So she had built some pretty, in a short amount of time, she had built some close relationships with a couple of people that felt like they really trusted her and had made a friend. So then when she left, it just kind of left, obviously not the same type of hurt that, like, say, the family here experienced or the families, you know, in other parts of the country. But just, I suppose, emotionally, it was just in particular, there were two that thought they had made a really good friend. Mm. And then this friend was not anything at all what they had thought she was. So it was just that, you know, she just kind of leaves damaged.
Yeah.
Collateral damage everywhere she goes.
And you mentioned there that she played an active role in some of the members of the church's lives and that she even went into their homes. And did she mind their children?
No, as far as I'm aware. I mean, one didn't have younger children. And then the other one, she was always with the mom. It wouldn't have been like in a minding role, just around the kids, I suppose.
Okay. And yeah, so she was going under the persona of Sadie Harris. How did you discover then that she wasn't who she was saying she was?
Yeah, so a friend of mine had sent me a text to say, with a link to a podcast, and said, Sadie Harris isn't who she says she is. She's Samantha Cooks. And I clicked the link and I was just like, oh my goodness, this is not good. And just and then I actually Googled her real name and read some articles. Mm. So that's how I found out, as a friend had sent me a link to the podcast.
Okay. And tell me, how long did you know her for and how long was she in attendance at the church?
Yeah, so it would be roughly probably 4 months in all, I believe, possibly five. I can't remember exactly, but she was missing for a few weeks and then she appeared again. So she kind of came, she was like attending regularly, I would say every weekend, for about the last 2.5 to 3 months before she left, before the family found out she left.
And what sort of role did she have in the church? Was she just a lay person attending sermons? Did she contribute in any way?
Yeah, she just was. She just attended the services. She did have, because it was leading into Mother's Day, and we always do something on Mother's Day where we give a gift to the moms or women in the church. And she had tried there to kind of see if she could kind of help put these baskets together, because her story was that her family were really wealthy. They had factories in Israel and she had containers all over the country with stuff stored in it. Mm. So she could put these baskets together to give to her family. But then before Mother's Day ever happened, or those baskets ever came to be, which I don't think they would have anyway, but she was gone anyway. So that would have been the only, in terms of involvement, other than just coming to our services, which our services are open, so people come and go all the time. They're not like a closed meeting or anything.
So, she obviously betrayed a lot of people and left a trail of destruction in her path. Is the church, I suppose, our attendees, are they cautious now about new people?
No. I mean, there's two specific people that maybe they are. I've met and chatted with them, and I don't get that sense from them, but I can't speak on their behalf. But as a church, we're always cautious, because you don't want people to come in and be hurt or hurt other people. Mm. But also, we are an open, welcoming community, so we never want to lose that either.
So she just came in, really. She challenged you a couple of times. She won the trust of people and then just up and left.
Yeah, she was just gone.
Okay. And look, we know now that she is serving 3 years in prison. Well, look, that was Pastor Matt Riles, a pastor in New Selbridge. Matt, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.